I speak to you in the name of Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Amen. We first see the boy hurtling through the city streets, past the corner store, around by the kids splashing in the fountaining fire hydrant, scooting away from the construction workers, dodging the cars that are choking the streets. We watch the boy running through the chaos. Then we hear the voice, "Anthony! Anthony!" The announcer informs us that this is Tuesday, and in Anthony's home, Tuesday is lasagna day for supper. From across several city blocks, Anthony has heard his mother's voice calling from the steps of their row house, "Anthony! Anthony!" And he hears her voice and comes running. Have you ever depended on anybody like that? Someone whose voice you could pick out of all the city noises for blocks away. Like the baby emperor penguins, you've seen them, who hear their mother's voices in that great huddle of thousands of penguins, and they call back until mother and chick are reunited. Have you ever known a voice you would follow wherever it called you? Someone you trusted with all your heart? Someone you would listen for, whose words you relied on, whose wisdom was unassailable, whose reach you craved? Then you know why we're here today, 4 weeks on in this great 50 days of Easter, singing, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Last Sunday was Open Your Eyes Sunday. Today is Good Shepherd Sunday. And if it is a little hard to imagine yourself as a sheep, surely you can imagine yourself a young Italian boy in East Boston, hearing the reassuring, strong, reaching voice of his mother on lasagna day. It cannot be an accident that the earliest images of Jesus that shine through the ruins of ancient Christian iconography show a strong young man carrying a lamb on his shoulders. The first image we have of Jesus, a strong young man carrying a lamb on his shoulders. It's not that sheep are so lovable. Many years ago, when I was rector of St. Paul's Church in Alton, Illinois, across the river from Mississippi River from St. Louis, our youth group made a pilgrimage and work mission project to the Heifer Project Ranch in Arkansas near Little Rock. Besides being unbearably hot in August in Arkansas, and that's from somebody who was living near St. Louis, my memories of that rewarding trip are tied up with the flocks of sheep we helped to shear. They were smelly, they were foul-tempered, they were non-cuddly. Like us, I suppose, sometimes. If Jesus is the Good Shepherd, and there can be no greater image in all the Bible of God's relentless caring for his people and for the world, then it is not because we, the sheep, are so lovable and delicate. We fuss when we are sheared. We stray far too often for anybody's good. We betray the lingering odor of sin in all our doings. And we are generally restless and hard to herd. But we know the valley of the shadow of death. We've been there. Some of us literally. More of us than care to admit. We know the perils of the valley, the hazards of the heights, the danger in wandering. Anthony wandered too far on that Tuesday, and he didn't even realize the dangers he faced far from home. But his mother called his name. He heard her voice and found his way home. Grant that when we hear his voice, we may know him who calls us each by name and follow where he leads. If you did not hear your name on Easter Day, it might be that Mary was ahead of you. Remember the gardener who called to that woman who was weeping in the still light of early dawn. Mary. Mary. And she knew his voice, but all was well. But listen today. He is calling you by name. As John said so clearly, we know love by this, that he laid down his life for us. That's the thing about the voice we hear, the one we run to. We know that it comes from one who would stand before us and turn back the wolf. If Anthony stumbled on his scooting and dodging sprint home, you know his mother would leap off the row house steps and run to find him. And we know that even in the valley of the shadow of death, the shepherd is with us, his goodness and mercy overflowing us, following us, going on before us, gathering us up in grace and glory. Just this week, my brother sent me pictures of his grandson, now 2 years old. Clearly, Liam, my grandson, is the best grandson of all. But I have to admit that Tristan is a fine boy and a treasure to behold. And I know, and you know, that just because he is, just because he bears the image of God, just because he is a child of love and joy, his mother and father and his grandma and grandpa would walk through fire for him. My wife and I have said that often about our own children and now our grandchildren. They certainly do resemble sheep at times. And not just when they're performing in Christmas pageants. But I would walk through fire for them. It's just the way it is. It's just the way of love. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I bet that if you took a survey and asked Christian people which things they know by heart, there would be two highest on the list. First would be the Lord's Prayer. We say it every week. We learn it in Sunday school. We know it in our sleep. When people are near the end and barely conscious, they whisper it along with me. But close behind the Lord's Prayer would be the 23rd Psalm, don't you think? I don't have the survey, but I bet I'm right. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leads me, he revives me, he guides me, he comforts me, he spreads a table before me, he anoints me, he follows me all the days of my life. What could be better than that? The mighty power that caused a quantum fluctuation that began all reality knows your name, knows my name. Better than that, he calls to us, checks to see where we are, where we have wandered, whether we are in danger. This great God, Lord of all things, is not troubled by our sheepiness. God is not deterred by our wandering or our fussiness. So when God comes to the stoop and yells out, "Anthony, Anthony," or "Alan," or "Liam," or "Frank," or "Irama," or "Inez," or "John," or listen for your own name, you will hear it, I'm sure. Remember that great theme song that introduced the memorable television series Cheers? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. Well, we don't need everybody to know our name, just the Creator. Just the one who called to Adam, "Where are you?" The one who called to Abraham, "Lech lecha," "Get up and go." The one who called to David, to Isaiah and Amos. The voice that echoed in the pit and called Joseph to dream. The voice who called the people to follow into the wilderness to goodness and mercy. It is the voice that called to Jesus as he stood drenched with Jordan water, "This is my son, the beloved." The voice that called Peter and Andrew and James and John and all the rest. the voice that soothed the fevered soul of Mary Magdalene, that whispered to Nicodemus in the night, that summoned Lazarus to come out. One who calls us each by name is the one who called the waters to part for the people of Israel to run to safety on dry ground. The voice that waited for the soul of Jesus to depart, waited for his body to be laid in the tomb, waited for night to fall on the earth, and then called, "Jesus, get up. It's time to march death backward." We know that voice. We know that voice. It is the same voice that called us one day by the baptismal font, or in a time of terror or despair, or when we were wandering or maybe lost. It is the voice of the Good Shepherd. And on this Good Shepherd Sunday, he is calling us, "Anthony, Anthony." Hear that? You just have to listen. And when you hear, turn and run as fast as you can back to where that voice is waiting, open arms, open heart, forgiveness at the ready, joyful in your homecoming.